Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Hello and welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast, where I more often than not am juice, and I'm joined with my sister Melanie,
the gin.
So good today.
These you say,
your hair and the blonde look so good.
When you send, it'd be on Instagram all the time, where you send a picture and then the stylist or whoever it is tries to like do it, but people always be failing. He did this.
Looks really good, Mel.
I love it. Actually, I'm really happy with it. He did it. So thank you.
It was real good. Okay, I sent you guys Mel's Chase. So hopefully you guys have watched it. If not, it's very short. It's like 2 minutes. I actually think it's like a little less.
Please watch it. If you haven't watched it, please go look at the link.
All right. So here we go. You know why? It's because my chair is not all the way centered. And so I'm trying to do it like this. Okay. They say, y'all close up. Sorry. You can see all my pores and stuff. I'm tired. I don't have my earrings in. Y'all know that's like a sin for me. Okay. It is a sin for me to walk out the house without my earrings in. But we're here now. Yeah. He said I wouldn't call that a chase. I actually agree. Okay. Here we go.
Tell me what happened beforehand. Don't.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure y'all watched it. All right. Let's start it off. Long story short, what's been going on in your life?
What has been going on? So Greg's parents came to town.
Oh, they did.
They came to town. And that was a good time. They are, you know, I like my in-laws. The thing that was funny, though, is that Decatur Goose, right? We know he LA Greg when he's here, but the reason, or like the traits, a lot of the traits of Decatur Goose come from his daddy. And yeah. So his daddy being here, it just was like such a reminder of like, oh, this is where you get this from. So context is Greg don't like to spend no money ever for anything. Like would act like you were bad list, but Greg don't spend no dollars. Yeah, Greg's daddy don't spend no dollars ever. Like ever. He literally we went to brunch. You know, that's Greg's favorite. Oh, yeah.
What did he say? What's the best thing that ever happened to you? It's this experience.
It's brunch.
It's this experience called brunch. Well, we be drinking and we don't be fighting.
No. It's daytime drinking and eating.
Yeah.
So we take his parents to the event called brunch. And his dad was like, y'all just do this? Like during the week only or the weekend? Like y'all? And he was like, yeah, we go out to eat. Just because it don't have to be a reason. We like, no, we go out to eat. And his mama over there rolling her eyes like, I want to go all to restaurants, but Brother Goosby, she calls him. They've been married for 40 years and she calls him Brother Goosby don't want to go. So anyway, it just was like hilarious. And to see Greg even being like, you should like get out. You can't take your money with you. Like, it's okay to get out. So anyway, it was just funny to see the similarities, but also how LA Greg is LA Greg because his daddy is still, he is now Decatur Goose. Actually, he don't spend none of the money. He don't like, I tried to take him to the mall and they were like, we're just going to walk around the mall. I'm like, oh, people walk around malls like for fun, but they don't like to get out. So anyway, that was pretty much the week just being, spending time with them. I think that's my long story short.
Okay. My long story short is that Joe started high school today. My baby boy is in 9th grade. And I thought I was going to cry. I did like a little bit get emotional, but then I was like, okay, because he already did the Transition Academy. So it was already kind of like the introductory stuff. But I did mess up because they have this thing at his school called period 7, which in my mind means you have a seventh class. Mm-hmm. But apparently it's just for like if you have extracurricular, like if you're on a sports team or if you're on like an academics club team or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I thought he got it at 4:30. He got it at 3:20. And so he texted and was like, y'all, who's picking me up? And I was like, me. And it was like lit like 3:25. And I was like, oh, he must have got a break. Cause you know, the kids don't be texting during school. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, he must have got a break. He's texting. Like I was excited too, because he don't be doing that. And then like 5 minutes after that, he was like, okay, I'm out of school. And I was like, ow. So I had to like rush out the house and go pick him up. Thankfully the school is not terribly far from the house, but Kev called the school and was like, what is this? And then I called because I was like, so tell me, what is this? Yeah. And what's period 0? Because their schedule is all weird. He's at a new school, obviously, and it's not the school Isaiah is at for high school. So all of it was really new. So that was really interesting. But over the weekend, he went out with friends to the mall, which first of all, watching your kids do the things you did when you were a kid, but you thought you were older and bigger and smarter.
Yeah.
Very interesting to me because I also realized this is actually really, really tough. Like Isaac, Joe is in 9th grade. He'll be 14 in like a month's time. Mm-hmm. Isaiah just turned 16 and I don't feel like two things. I don't always feel like I've prepped them for like the real world. And then second to that is I don't always think they're ready for the real world, like independently of what I've prepped them for.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, Joe was
like sheltered, you feel like, or
maybe, or I don't know if I've sheltered them, or maybe I feel like our parents didn't have a choice of like, you got to grow up because I got to go to work. So be safe, you know, do the things, cook, whatever. So he was talking about tomorrow where his school is, there's like a Jamba Juice, like there's like little restaurants.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to give all the information because you could like, you know, figure out where school is.
Don't F with cats.
Yes, literally. That's what I was saying. Have you guys seen that documentary on Netflix? Don't F with cats. Oh my freaking God. The information people can get from like the little bits that you say is low key very, very scary. So anyway, he was like, can we go to, you know, the little, you know, food court or whatever is what I'll call it down the street from the school. And I was like, first of all, make sure your phone's charged. Make sure you have your debit card. And then like, who are you going with? Like, I need all of these details. And then I'm like, it's a busy street right there. Like, you need to make sure you're crossing the street. You guys need to go in a group. Like, are you even ready to cross the street? And then I'm like, he's in ninth grade. Like, yes, girl, he knows how to cross the street.
Yes.
But in my mind, it still be a lot. Like, he went to his friend's house over the weekend. Joe is getting real social too lately.
I see. I like it.
Yeah, he's getting real social. So he went to his friend's house. They live literally like across the street from us, and they have like a pool. And so I was like, make sure you text me when you get there. And he didn't. And so I was like, well, now time has passed. You could have got kidnapped and someone else has your phone.
The dramatics.
It needs to be you. So I need a picture of you now. And I need you to hold up the number 4, because what if they took a picture of you?
The dramatics, ma'am.
What if they took a picture of you because they knew I would ask for a picture? So I need you to take a picture right now. And I need you to hold up the number 4. So that way I know it's a current picture. And he was like, I did not get kidnapped, and I don't understand why you're doing all of this. And I was like, legit, like, I'm about to FaceTime you if you don't, like, I need you to do this for real. So yeah, I was being very dramatic. So anyway, he went to, this isn't long story short, this is long story. He went to, I don't know, I need to let you guys tell me if that's how y'all do y'all kids, but I'd be like, I need you to, how do I know this picture is from right now? Unless I asked you to do something specific.
It had been like hours and you hadn't spoken to him, even a half hour, but like, no, ma'am.
I be needing the proof. I be needing the evidence. I am the drama. That's fine. So then, listen, I own it. I don't know. So then he goes to the weekend. He went to the mall with his friends. First of all, he went with like 3 girls. Okay. That's first of all. So I'm like, he's like, we're going to leave early. And I was somewhere, I think I was shooting or something. I had like a lapse in time and I didn't want to go all the way home to turn all the way and go back to the mall. So I was like, I'll go to the mall with Isaiah. So me and Isaiah go to the mall and he's like, oh,
mall, the same mall.
Yeah, the same mall. But I told him first, I was like, we're going to go to the mall. Okay. So then he was like, we're going to eat at Cheesecake Factory. And I was like, well, the mall's about, it was Sunday. So I'm like, the mall's about to close. Mm-hmm. We'll go to the Cheesecake Factory as well. So we go. And me and Isaiah are like walking around Cheesecake Factory. We see him and Isaiah's like, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. And so I didn't say anything, but I look like. Isaiah, first of all, he pushed me. He's like, you need to go. So then we walk outside and we're talking. So I'm like, well, now we have to sit here. Joe comes out. He's like, why are you guys? What are you guys doing?
Oh. Like,
sorry, we won't sit by you guys. But of course, when we go to sit down, we're literally diagonal from their table.
Oh, man.
Literally diagonal.
Show.
So, no, for real. So we're, you know, they're eating, whatever. And they finish. And I'm texting Joe. I'm like, okay, you need to pay for all the girls' meals. Because I'm like, you know, if you're going to be the man there, like if you're amongst girls and you are, you know, the guy, you're the man there, like you need to get in the habit of like, being like protective over them. So like a bunch of things happen. So I'm like, if you have the money, you have your debit card, like it's okay to be like, I'll take care of the table. So he texts me back and he's like, girl. So he texts me and they're all friends. It's not even like girlfriends. They're all just like his friends or whatever. But I'm like, you know, it's okay.
I don't like him, but okay.
Yeah, that's true. So then all of a sudden me and Isaiah here clapping. We don't know what's going on. So when Joe comes over, he's like, you want me to pay for the whole bill? And I'm like, yeah, Joe, like pay for the whole table. Like, it's okay. And I know he got a couple dollars on his debit card. It's fine. Pay for the table. So then.
I heard his parents got a couple dollars.
Well, listen, yes. Take care of the kid. So it's for them. So then he's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes, Joe, it's fine. Like take care of the table. So he takes care of the table. After his friends left, he comes over and I'm like, well, how much was the bill? He was like $132. I said, first of all, y'all are 13. What did y'all order? What did you order? And it's 4 girls. What did you have that totaled $132? Mind you, that doesn't include the tip.
Wait, it was 3 girls plus Joe, 4 girls plus Joe.
No, I'm sorry, 3 girls plus Joe.
4. Okay.
That's like $30 a plate.
That is not a lot of money.
For 13-year-olds?
Girl.
What are they eating? Their stomachs are this big.
I'm finna raise my girls to go spend $50 a plate. especially if somebody gonna foot the bill, girl.
So I was like, first of all, you were right.
30 is not a lot. At Cheesecake, that's like fancy for kids. The place be like $20. And if they got if they got a lemonade and a cheesecake at Cheesecake,
they didn't even get dessert.
They did?
No.
Well, the place be $20. And they got strawberry lemonades.
No, I don't understand it. I'm still confused. I said, give me all their mama's emails because I'm finna invoice them. I need my money back. I need all the dollars. I need them back. Okay. Tell all the little girls we were wrong. Y'all are just friends. Send me my money back. No.
Don't tell him to be a gentleman and then be a jerk.
Right. So then I was on one too. I was like, Joe, he was like, first of all, Joe's like, are you paying me back? Because I didn't want to do this. I told you. I told you it was expensive. Like, I don't know why you thought this was a good idea. So then I'm like, one of the girls apparently got separated from the group. She was in the bathroom and all the friends left. The mall was closed by this time. So she comes out and she's like, Joe, where are the rest of the girls? He's like, I don't know, that way. So I'm like, Joe, again, if you're going to be the guy, you know, with a bunch of girls, like your primary responsibility needs to be the safety of the women around you. I said, we're here. We're not going to let anything happen to you. So it's okay to like walk her to the other girls. I said, well, better yet, why can't she just text them? Well, she doesn't know who they are. I said, well, text the group and say, hey, so-and-so is looking for y'all. Can you just let me know she found y'all? That's how you just ensure that everyone is safe in your presence. It was like a whole situation. He was like kind of here for it. And then kind of like, you're kind of doing a lot. You already made me pay for these girls' meals. I didn't want to pay for their meals. I'm trying to sit down now, have dinner with y'all. Now you want me to go. He was like, this is a lot. Like, we just need to go. It was just really, really, really funny. Very funny.
You're the worst.
No, anyway, no, literally. I was like, you are doing a lot, Melissa, because I literally was like 130. Then he didn't even tip the waiter. So I'm trying to teach him how to tip. He's like, so his waiter was our waiter because we're literally in the same section. So the waiter came over to us and I'm like, yeah, Chad, their bill's $132. He was like, Chad, they was eating good. I said, well, Joe, did you tip him? He said, no, I can't tip him on the card. So I ended up paying the dude. He was like, well, they were really good. Don't worry about it. I was like, no, I have to teach him, you know? So I'm like, normally you take 20% of your bill. Take the 10, but Joe's actually good at math. So it was like a whole learning math thing. But by that time, he would have spent $150. And Joe was like, my answer to this is no.
They shouldn't have come out if they didn't have money.
They shouldn't have come with me. They shouldn't have come with me. Because now you're making me pay. And all I had was lemonade. I'm confused. So yeah, it was really funny. Really, really cute. And he was like, no, you were wrong. So it was just really, really cute. Yeah, Joe was stressed out. It was super, super cute.
Did you see that meme? There's a meme that was like, or actually, I think it may have just been a tweet that was like, do you, black person, over tip because of the stereotype that you under, that black people under tip? Yes. It was just a whole bunch of black people like, yes, 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 yes.
I am, Kev especially, but I am definitely a person, like, I want to make sure, I did actually end up over tipping the guy because I tipped him on my card and then I gave him like the cash that was in my wallet. Because I wanted him to, and I wanted to show Joe, like, you know, if you're going to go out or whatever, but I'm definitely, it is amazing to me, the like individualistic nature that white people have, that black people, we take on the, like, as the group.
The culture.
So if I'm tipping, it's because I need to represent us.
Yeah. You know?
And I don't think white people have, they just be like, first of all, I didn't tip you because I didn't tip you. They ain't got nothing to do with him. And we'd be like, no, if I don't tip you, it's a representation of her and him and him.
Yes, that's real.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else?
No. You went on a jet plane. That's what the Instagram said.
Yes. So Kevin and I, we did some hangings on the outs with the Brown family, and we went to Cabo, and we flew on a private jet, which was, I told Kev private jet, y'all. I told Kev while we were on the plane, because he was like, oh my God, this is a dream. Like, I can't believe, like, this is a dream. And I said, well, now is the time to dream new dreams. Like, it's an amazing testimony to be able to cross off something on your dream list and then dream something new, you know?
Yeah.
So it was just a really good time. They're just, you know, they're they're as genuine people as you see online. Mm-hmm. Like just really, really sweet, really genuine. And yeah, we were eating ceviche and it failed. And Tab is black too. So she had this ceviche and it failed. Like she, it, whatever. It, I don't know if we were in the air, we moved, whatever happened. And it fell like on the floor on the plane. She, child, she took that little thing and just said, just scoop the top. And we show ate the top, like the part that didn't
sure hit. Is.
We show did, and it was good too. Like low key, the ceviche was bomb. So that was just, it was a lot
that's
of fun.
Really funny to be as successful as Tabitha has a new show tonight. Okay, premiere
tonight,
and this woman is picking up food that is failed on a private plane, private yes. jet, right? Yes. And she gonna pick up the piece that fell.
She I was like, this balance. Take off the top part right there and put it on back on the plate.
Balance.
Yes. And mind you, she didn't even eat it because it had like shrimp in it. But me, wow. Kev, Chance, all of us killed yeah. it. Killed it. We was over there being funny. Like we was being real because listen, okay, Tab is the person, okay? But we went to this restaurant. They wanted us to eat these crickets. And I was like, I don't want to do this experience. And so Tab says, I'm vegan. You know, I can't. I said, well, I'm vegetarian.
Oh, are you now?
For this particular experience, I'm definitely vegetarian. No, thank you so much. Thank you. It was really funny. But they're good, just really good, genuine people. It was a lot of fun. Nice little break. The hotel was, or the resort was nice. It was just, and listen, we didn't, normally we go on vacation to a resort. We stay on the resort. We was going here, there, and everywhere. It was just a lot of fun. So.
What is the biggest difference? Or mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure there were tons of differences flying private versus flying commercial, but like what was the biggest like, oh, this is worth all the money. This right here is worth it.
I'm gonna tell you two things. Number one, plane left at 10, you didn't have to arrive until 9:50.
Mm.
That's number one. Number two,
TSA.
No TSA.
Mm.
Number two is because we were in Cabo, that's international. You have to go through customs.
Yeah.
Customs is that long.
Really? So you don't even got to use clear?
Nope.
You ain't got to use national entry, whatever it's called.
Listen to me. They walk up to you. Hi, how are you? Can I see your passport? They stamp it. They look through your bag with a little wand. Okay, thank you so much. Go about your business.
That's amazing.
It's because, you know, going to the airport is a whole experience. First of all, it's an hour away. You got to sit in traffic. You got to go. You got to check your bag. Then you got to go through security. And then we're not the people that's rushing. So yeah. You still got an hour, 45 minutes before you even board. Like yeah. It's a whole thing.
But y'all like to get to the airport 3 hours early.
We leave about 2 hours. Okay. Before check-in. That's typically our situation. but yeah, it wasn't necessarily Kevin is a big dreamer, so it wasn't necessarily one of my dreams to have accomplished, but it was such a cool experience.
Yeah
You know? Like it was just a really, really cool, really, really cool experience. So listen, being able to you know, ride with the peoples that's doing the things was cool. I can't wait to be able, like when you and Greg, it, like we're all on the plane. Yeah, that's gonna be like, you know, super, and that's not to like, you know, downplay.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But it was really, really cool. Really, and her friends, we met her friends that have known Tab for years. You know what I'm saying? And that also helps to keep you really grounded as well. So it was great. I'm sorry, y'all. Listen, it's been a long day. I feel like my face is just.
I have one more before we exit. The long story short.
Okay.
Kevin said you took the picture of him in the bathtub, and I just want to understand when he asks for you to participate in the recklessness that is his social media presence, how exactly does that play out? Is it like, Liz, I have this great idea, or do you not know what you're signing up for? Like, what happens?
Listen, this is the thing, you guys. First of all, Kevin's had this idea. Now Vanessa said, thank you, Mel. This is the thing, okay? This is the thing. Kevin has had this idea since the book arrived to do this picture. Today was just the day. So when I, this is actually the funny part. It's never like the taking of the picture that throws me off. It is him being already in the tub on. And he's like, can you take this picture? That is what's like, he's already practiced. And he, hey, is this book standing up or is it down? I'm like, it's standing up. Should I put it down? I don't. At this point, it doesn't matter if it's up or if it's down. No one cares. No one cares. Just take the picture. Then, this is the killer part about Kev. This is what y'all don't understand. He gets in the bathtub with these books, you know, everywhere, nipples out, belly out, everything. We're going to this themed party this weekend. And the guy gets him a shirt and it's see-through. So you can see, obviously, his nipples. And Kev says, I feel so exposed with my nipples out.
Do you now?
The whole interview. Show your nipples on Instagram at every opportunity. Literally. Yes. You will take your shirt off without being beckoned, without asked. You will, I mean, just, I'm sorry, did you say something? I felt like.
Did you actually see my nipples? I'm sorry, I have nipples. I can show you. I have a belly as well.
I thought maybe we were at Chippendales and you guys had, no, it's not this. Well, I mean, we're here now. Like, I never understand. And literally he was like, I mean, I just feel like super exposed. What am I, a piece of meat? I actually did think you were a piece of meat. I'm so confused.
I was really thrown off. I open Instagram and that is the first image. I just messaged him, I hate you. Whatever he said, I said, I'm sure everyone hates you. Because why? How does your mind work that is what you decided was a good idea? And then actually hit share. I make stuff all the time. I never hit share because I'm like, I don't know. This man is like, this is the one. Share. Yeah, on all of my platforms, making my profile picture.
That's what killed me, though. Like, Kev does a lot of stuff. I was like, why would you make this your profile picture? And then, mind you, this was book promotion. So the publisher saw it. This is why I know they're with the shenanigans, though. They are like, this is excellent. He actually emailed us that our main, I don't know his title. Anyway, he's been our contact like the whole time. He is like, thank you so much for doing whatever is necessary to promote this book. Like, we really appreciate it. Please make sure that you tag us so that way we can share it on our, like, they're like, yes, bravo. Give us more of this.
That's the problem. People encourage that kind of recklessness.
And that's what I'm saying.
No, you're a part of the problem. You took the picture. You are a part of the problem. There you go.
Long story short. And that was long because that was half the episode. So I'm going to skip around, Mel. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to, you want to go to, you want to do Black Twitter Twins? Breakfast Club is over?
Yes. It's like kind of over, right?
Yeah, it's semi-over.
Yeah. Angela Yee is leaving. But Shalom again, the God is staying. The God. And DJ Envy are both staying. But because of that, somebody who I love at this point tweeted, what are your favorite Breakfast Club's moments? And I looked at all the clips and then last night stayed up till 1 maybe, re-looking at all of the clips and cracking.
I've only watched the one. Go through it, Mel.
Wait, no, I was about to say, what are yours? And then I'm going to fill in your holes. What are your top five, if you have five?
Okay. Okay, I definitely don't have five, you guys. I did not watch The Breakfast Club unless they went viral clips. Like, I've never seen a full interview. So, clips that I remember. And actually, I remember this late. I actually don't think I remember this in real time. I think I remember this via the cartoon that was done. That man... Who was it trying to do the drop?
Webby.
Hey, yo, this is the man, Webby the Great, you know, and I'm out here with Charlamagne, the God. Ooh, y'all got some names here. Okay, what's your name? Charlamagne. Okay. Charlamagne, the God, DJ Envy, and Angela Key. Wait, what's my name? Oh, child, y'all got some. Okay, what's up, y'all? It's Webby Wibby, Trill the Real. You know,
do what I do when I does what I do when I doing.
Do what I did when I did when I did it. So I'm out here on The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne. When I tell you I have watched this and never laugh for 20 minutes anytime I see it, yes! It is quite literally
gold.
The best thing that has ever happened on the entire Beyonce internet. Like, absolutely, in the history of the internet, this is the best thing that's happened.
The best.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah.
The second one is you talking about Drake.
Oh, it's Soulja Boy. 100%.
Drake? We talking about Drake. What did he say? Concealing his son when the whole world wants to see his son, but nobody wants to see his son?
Drake?
Drake? The meme is the best part of that because he's standing up.
Yes. It's the best. That is the best.
Oh! And then my all-time favorite, actually the first one was my all-time favorite, but my other favorite, because I said this all the time, is you finished or is you done?
Oh, man. Birdman. But wait. Did you see that the Hamiltons, whoever Anthony Hamilton's people are,
they
made a song off of Birdman saying, put some respect on my name. It's like, and they sing. So it's this really beautiful song of them saying, put some respect on my name. And is you finished and is you done? It is. Amazing. Oh, yeah. She said all three of y'all. When he said all three of y'all, I was like, all
oh, three of y'all. Oh mad. My God. That is Birdman the best.
Is mad.
Yes, he was. Hilarious. Okay, those are my only three, man.
Okay. You're 100% missing Ray J.
What happened with Ray J?
Have you not seen this clip? It's not even a clip. Ray J called the Breakfast Club early after him and Fabulous must have gotten into some kind of altercation the night before. And this man, it got vulgar. But he is like, I got two bulls. I pull up on him and drop my, he is obviously clearly gone off of something. It is the best. It is the best. I have to send you the Ray J clip. It is phenomenal. I've never seen it.
But wait, what does two bulls mean? He got a gun?
No, he said two pools. He starts talking about all this stuff. I'm tired of being humble. I'm finna flex on you. I'm finna tell y'all what I got. I got an outside basketball court and an indoor basketball court. I got an outside pool and an indoor pool. He literally is, it is crazy. It is hilariously crazy. Okay, that one.
Anytime you get a man talking about what he has, oh, he's mad. You've tripped his ego. 100%. That's great. That's lovely.
The other one is Monique. When she was up in there talking about Leonard.
Oh, I did see that one. I did Leonard. See that one. No, but she was saying his name wrong, though. His name is Leonard, and I think she was saying Leonard, and he was correcting her.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken.
But when she was at the end, and she said, what's that movie she quoted? She quoted a movie. I can't even remember what it was, but she was like, you know, in that, what's the name of that movie? In that movie where that black man walked his wife in the white people's house and then came back and got her, that is you. I was like, oh, I love us for real.
That came from the Netflix thing.
I think that just comes from Monique. She just says that.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, that's funny. I miss it. I need people to send me all of these.
Oh, I need to send you. The last one that I have is, actually, there's so many more, but Fredo Starr. Because anytime Charlamagne gets pressed, it is my favorite time. Uh-huh. So Fredo Starr is pressing him. Like, you better Google me.
Oh, I saw
that. It is so intense. It was Birth of a Nation. That's what she was quoting. Monique was like, you see Birth of a Nation? A fragile star, and then the last one, and then we can get off this. Did you ever see, this is sad, DJ Envy cheated on his wife, you know that?
Yeah.
With Erica Mena. Did you see the clip? You ain't know that, girl?
No.
Tea. So he cheated on his wife with her. And then it all, like, Erica Mena is messy and it, like, all went loud and whatever.
Hey, is right. that when they just was releasing their book or something?
No, this is not. When the, what happened is that it was, like, out and DJ Envy. Tell me what. Never mind. I was going to say, tell me what you would do, but this would never happen. DJ Envy called.
Oh, I got to this book for you. Go ahead.
Called his wife during Breakfast Club live. Called his wife on the phone. He said, Gia. And she was like, yes. You could tell that they was beefing because you cheated, duh. And he said, Gia, you're live. And then Angela, he's like, hi, Gia. Then Charlamagne's like, hey, Gia. And he goes really like, I'm sorry. I wasn't the man I needed to be. So embarrassed. And she just is quiet. And at the end, she goes, just talk about it when you get home.
Clearly. I don't. Okay, wait. I need to understand. Did the news break about him cheating while he was on the episode? And that's why he, like, what prompted him to call her at that moment? That's what I'm confused about.
Well, I think what happened is Erica Mena had, like, publicized that she was sleeping with him.
Oh.
And so it had, like, hit the blogs. So you could tell they was at home beefing, right? But he still got to go to work every day. You just happen to be a national syndicated radio host. And so he thought what was appropriate was to call his wife on air and apologize.
Yeah, no. This Angela was passive aggressive with them. I literally just told Kev and Tony Baker that yesterday. I was like, Angela Yee be low-key messy, but it be like cute messy, but she be messy. I can't believe he did that. I want to know when. But then, okay, so this must have happened years ago, and then they just recently came out that book.
Yeah, I mean, they've had five kids since. Four kids. I have a lot of kids. But anyway, they've had more kids since. But, oh yeah, it was Lipstick Alley. So Miss Raquel is letting me know. No, Gia found out from Lipstick Alley and approached him, so he admitted it. Okay, so that's what had happened.
Gia found out from Lipstick and approached him, so he... Oh my gosh. Ooh, chat.
But that one is like the most cringe-worthy episode of Breakfast Club. And I haven't watched Breakfast Club in a long time. I just definitely be watching all the clips. But that one, that is cringe-worthy. Can you imagine? He would have died three times. One, because you cheated. And then two, because you called me on air.
He called her. Yes. No. Yes. All right. Any other Black Twitter? Oh, I do want to talk about this. First of all, this is... Okay, so... I was sitting at my desk. I'm tired. I've been running around all day. And this, I'm going to send it to you, Mel. So this dude named Jaylen Brown, check my Facebook. Okay. He posted, because I don't know how to copy the link from Facebook. They make it really difficult these days on your phone. So he posted, y'all, I tried the salmon from Dollar Tree and then proceeded to have 19,870 shares. And I don't even know how many comments. And it is a bunch of Black people memorializing him in the way that people do on social media. It is the most hilarious thread I have ever seen in all of my life. Like, it's all these people fake loving on my brother. Y'all know that's my brother. And you know him. Not you trying to dip out on child support. You need to take day. When then someone said, we just talked yesterday and of course did a screenshot of the Melanie. I cried for 10 minutes. It is so, I just called you. Please pick up. Tell me it's not true. Answer your phone. This one says the first 48, the last fish fry.
Oh, no.
Balloon released tonight at 6. Everybody wear the color salmon. When I tell you, this is the most, it is worth the price of admission. This is so funny. But then this Jaylen dude, I don't know if he does this all the time. I'm not quite sure. But he then did follow-up posts as his sister and his mom.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
So, like, We just went to the dollar store and got the person that sold Jalen the whatchacallit. Please donate to his GoFundMe because we're trying to get his funeral together. And then it's signed Jalen's mom. And the next one is like, you know, signed Jalen's sister. It is his.
I see it on your Facebook. I'm gonna have to dive into this all night.
It is worth. If you have nothing to do, yes, it's Jalen, JalenBrown.
Oh, I see.
It is the most hilarious threat. It's just black. It's just peak blackness.
Yeah.
So freaking great. It is hilarious. I mean, it's just every bit of what you expect from Black Twitter, but on Facebook, it's just delicious and hilarious. I literally, while I was waiting for you, was sitting here and Kev was like, what you laughing at? First of all, this is hilarious. Don't do me. This is so funny. It is hilarious. So anyway, check that out. That's trending on Facebook, not Twitter. Okay, anything else? Where are we at on time? You want to do your Mail Takes Hollywood? I mean, TV?
No, I want to do this car chase.
Oh, you want to do that first? Because we still got 20 minutes.
Okay. I want to do the car chase.
Oh, do the car chase then.
So you watched it.
Yes, I did
watch it. Y'all watched it. This is the context of what happened before the link.
Okay.
This man is driving reckless. Okay. He is like all he then went through like four cities in California driving reckless. Like he was running red lights. He was driving on the wrong side of the road, all of that.
Nobody was hurt.
Oh, but what happens is that when, so he was in like Burbank, right? And so Burbank PD is following him.
Okay.
And then he got on the highway. And so when he's on the highway, California Highway Patrol is following him because that is in their jurisdiction.
But
then he gets off the highway and he goes to like Van Nuys, like wherever, right? And so what happens is it becomes this like handoff between all of these police departments.
Got it.
And so what happened eventually is that the CHP, the California Highway Patrol, pulls off of him because they're like, he's driving reckless. We're not about to follow him.
Yeah.
And so then he gets back on like in Burbank and Burbank PD says, we're not going to follow him because it's also very dangerous, right? Like the more that we're following him, the more reckless he's going to continue to drive. It puts the people, the community, civilians at risk. So all
back
of the officers back off of him. The only, and they call it the, I forgot what they call it, but the helicopter light, you know, that usually shines.
Yeah.
They pull that off of him. So the only person following him is this pilot, is this woman pilot that she is just a pilot who sends her links to the news.
Got it.
She is not the police and she doesn't have a spotlight on him. So he is still on a car, but it's not a chase. You're just driving. You're just driving. But he never realizes
that they had pulled off him.
People aren't chasing him anymore. So he's driving and driving and still being reckless and driving. And eventually he pulls up to the grocery store.
And gets out.
Stops and gets out and puts his hands up. And you hear her. Nobody's there. So then he goes and lays on the ground.
Oh my gosh.
In front of the grocery store.
Oh my
nobody God. Was there to arrest him because nobody cared anymore. Bruh, nobody's following you. Nobody cares. They know who you are. They're just going to come get you from the house. But
oh my gosh.
I cracked up for like 30 minutes watching that because
he get picked up that night?
I don't know.
Did he eventually get back in his car?
No, eventually this one, you saw the
come out.
Eventually he gets up and walks away. He just walks away. He just gets up and walks away.
I saw they were like, this lady's talking to him. I think she's just a passerby. Like,
yes. Everybody's like,
what's wrong with you?
Can you imagine if I stole a car? I would also want the chase, right? So imagine when you finally surrender. and there's no one to surrender to.
That is, it's giving, I'm going to tell you what this is giving, because you know we just watched this. It's giving Cat Williams when he was talking about, I got shot. Ain't no hoes come out. You're like, okay, this is it. I'm done with the chase. I'm about to get down. Oh, I'm going to get down. They're going to come up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. What are you doing? Where's your car? Do the things. And you're just kind of like, where's the hoes? Where's the hoes? I surrender.
You should have called 911 back like, y'all, come get me.
I'm going to do it again. I know y'all miss y'all cue. I'm going to get back in my car, right? I'm gonna run it back, you know, circle the block. And then when I come out, just make sure y'all are there. Draw your guns. Don't shoot me. I'm gonna surrender. I'm out of gas anyway. It's fine.
The least you could do is be there when I get out. Act like I'm a criminal, sir. I enjoyed that. Okay. I could not wait. I was like, oh, everyone must see this. This is hilarious. This is big criminal gone wrong.
Oh my God, that is freaking his.
The very next night, there was another one, and they had to send in dogs to go get this person. So I was like, the contrast between last night and tonight, this man got dogs. You got nothing, sir.
He was in his head like, where are they? I said, I am down.
He had his hands up. Hello,
white flag.
I had a great time.
Oh, I thought he stole Mel's card the way the Patreon title read. Sorry, y'all. Mel's is just saying like Mel's car chase. That's hilarious. Okay, what else, Mel?
So then 90 Day Fiance, what is happening? Oh. That one is everybody's getting married. But I know I was gonna ask you. There is a couple on there and they are Muslim. And okay. She came from a Muslim country. I can't remember where, but she comes to Atlanta and she's with this man and they're going to get married. But beforehand, he is like a realtor, maybe. I think maybe flips houses. Anyway, she's coming, right? And she don't really have nothing because she's coming to America to come be with you and like marry you.
Yeah.
And he's making her sign a prenup and she feels a way about the prenup. And I was like, oh, girl. How do you feel about a prenup?
I'm pro prenup, to be honest.
Are you?
Yeah. I don't believe that signing a prenup means you're looking for a way out, whatever. I believe it means your intentions can't be true and pure, and only time will tell that. So what I have to do up front is protect against that, because the reality is people's intentions be misrepresented. And so if I was a person, I mean, I don't know how much this guy had, but if I was like a, you know, rich and famous, like famous person, whatever, I absolutely would have whoever I'm with sign a prenup. I would advise my kids to have whoever they're with sign a prenup. I am a pro prenuptial person. Also, because I know my intentions are pure, I wouldn't have a problem signing it anyway. Like, if we get married, I'm not really here for the games. I know I'm gonna be with you regardless. So for me, I don't have a problem signing it. So I just feel like, okay, girl, it's just a formality for me. Like, okay. I'm with it. You're okay. Anti-prenup?
Girl, I'm not signing no prenup.
No. I'm signing a prenup. Well, and this is what I mean, though. If it's like with me and Kev, that's not with me. Ain't no post-nup at this. I've been with you when you didn't have two nickels to rub together.
Absolutely.
But if I'm like, you know, name of celebrity, I don't know who. I don't know. Halle Berry. She's not married. Mm-hmm. So if I'm Halle Berry and she's with this guy she's with now and they decide to get married, nah, bro, you signed a prenup. You signed a prenup. I'm already Halle Berry. I already got this money. You don't have that testimony with me.
Okay.
You weren't there. You know, when I was broke, you wasn't there holding me down. You know, I was there.
Holding me down?
You wasn't there. You weren't there when, you know, my account was overdrawn. You're with me, like, I'm already,
okay,
you
that's know.
Fair. Yeah, so at that point, yeah, you gonna sign this prenup. Now, if we both broke and you talking about signing a prenup, no, I'm not doing that. You ain't got no money, and so we're gonna grow together?
Yeah, we're
not doing that.
You know what? You actually make a good point. If I had, I ain't got no job right now, but if I had a job... I see your point about signing the prenup, but you know what? I'm gonna be real honest. Even if I was okay with the prenup,
you would still.
If you asked me to sign it, I got an attitude.
Actually, let me speak my truth. I probably would too. I would come around.
Asking me to sign a prenup?
No. Yeah. My truth is this. Okay, this is my full transparent truth. I am pro prenup. I will sign a prenup, but we will have a discussion about why you felt
exactly
that I
that's fair
on the prenup, because that's I just feel like my intentions are pure. So, exactly.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm confused on why you don't think I'm in it because I love you. You think I'm here? What did Beyonce say? It must be the money because it ain't your face.
It must be the money because it ain't your face. Yes.
Woo! So, but that's not me though. That's not who I am as a person. So why would you even put that on me by asking me to sign this prenup? I'm just confused about that. So maybe we should have marriage counseling, like premarital counseling, just to ensure.
And they need to bring it up.
Yeah, because that would be a little bit confusing for me. However, I would sign.
Well, so old girl on 90 Day Fiance, she was feeling away because he brought it up. But also she's coming from a different country and I feel away about that as well. Also the way he played her, I feel like is kind of salty, but anyway, she was like, oh, she wants kids and he has two kids and he'd be acting like he don't really want kids. So she was like, well, I want to add in the prenup that we will have a kid by the age of whatever. Yes.
Wait, prenups can do that?
Yeah, she called his lawyer. She was like, well, I want to talk to your attorney because I want this in the prenup. I like that girl.
I would negotiate my terms too.
Yep.
I would absolutely have a clause like, if you cheat on me, then yeah, because what you're not gonna do is treat me like a dog and then I leave and basically force me to stay, because no. If you gonna act a donkey, I just told, and this is why I gotta tell you this movie idea, because this is what I told, he was like, you need to stop saying this, but this is just the reality of my situation. If Kev decided to act a donkey, I would intentionally get the Miss Kev on Stage name on every social media platform that started from here until eternity. I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't even post. Mm. But I would own the name at every turn. Own the name at every single turn. Absolutely. I would be the biggest. Oh my God. I told Kev, I look for the opportunity to play the Lemonade album.
Oh, yes. I would spend my life trolling Kevin.
Oh, it would be the best.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I would find joy.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, no. I don't even know how we got on that. But it did lead to a movie idea that is freaking fantastic, and I need to tell you about it.
Okay.
Okay, are we taking questions? We got about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm done. Let's do questions.
Okay, we had other topics, but we did good on this.
We did.
Okay. She said we all know legitimately.
That we're all trolling him. All right. Everybody's just going to add on stage to the end of their social media handles.
I would change my book club. It would be like, oh my God. It would just bring me great joy. All right. We're taking questions. Miss Kev on Petty is hysterical.
That is great.
Okay, we're taking him. How much did you and Kev spend when you went out at 16?
Oh, that's a good question.
Wait, what does that mean?
Like on your first date, because you were talking about Joe.
Oh, we went, first of all, we went to like the dollar movie. Okay.
That's on base, it was a dollar movie.
Yes, on base, it was the dollar movie. And we, I think we went to either TGI Fridays or Ruby Tuesdays. I can't remember which one we went to, though, but it was one of the two. And I mean, the date in whole was probably $30 between the two of us, to be honest. It was probably $15 a plate. plus a dollar movie. Like, yeah, we didn't spend no money. We didn't have any money to spend. That's the other thing. We didn't have any money to spend. And Joe said the girls did have money. Wow. But also, we were 16. They're 13 and 14 years old. Like, they're little.
Yeah.
Your mama gave y'all $30 for a plate for food and spending money to go to the mall. And we didn't go to the little regular mall. We, you know, in every city, you have like a fancy mall. They went to the fancy mall. I'm confusion. Okay. Do you ever draw the line on Kev shenanigans? Melanie, are you leaning toward? I'm looking for one that can give us Jenner juice. Oh. We spent, okay. Any sister pet peeves? Oh, yeah, inflation is a thing. I know Kev has snacks. That's $35 alone. I don't know. I don't see any good. I need to do this out earlier. After I sent that thing, I was like, I should have been like, y'all ask your gin and juice questions. And then I didn't. I don't see anything. What do you have, Mel?
I was going to say the sister pet peeves is kind of funny, actually.
Okay. I don't have.
Who's the favorite sister?
Who's the favorite sister from our parents or for each other?
Actually, we're all close at this point. I'm going to tell y'all my pet peeve about Miss Kev on stage. Y'all ready?
Tell me.
Melissa spends too much time overthinking and in her head.
It's the nerve of you to say that to me. First of all, both you and Nick. No, we actually do need to have a sister meeting. We need to have a sister meeting because I posted on I had a therapy session. I actually told both of you guys about it. And I was like, yeah, you know, my therapist told me I need to practice more self-compassion, whatever. And Nick is our other sister. She's in between us. And she gonna say, yeah, I agree. So I called her and was like, first of all, what's saving me? Why would you even don't come on my post talking about, yeah, I agree. Tell me that on the phone by myself. Don't be on my post. Talking about I overthink. She is the biggest overthinker.
Ooh.
I am pot, you are kettle.
No, not when it comes to that. You overthink. You be in your head a lot.
Girl, you are, what is this happening right now?
You be in your head, and then this is where the pet peeve comes in. You be in your head, and then you don't get out of your head, so you don't say it. And then I be like, oh, this is what Kev be talking about. The end.
First of all, yes, I am. And second of all, y'all don't let Mel get
you. I be in my head, but you be in your head a lot.
Mm-mm. Girl, we are the same.
Yeah. But I said my pet peeve first. You should have went first.
No, I don't feel attacked, Pedra. I am being attacked. It is not a feeling. It is happening. Currently in this moment. Actually, we need to do a podcast and have Nick come on.
We do. We absolutely actually do.
Nick gonna have to be on mute the whole time.
Because she be loud. Her whole house be loud.
That's actually probably a mutual pet peeve for her. Yes, I am flabbergasted at her audacity. Because she runs an in-home daycare and talking to her
is the worst. It is the literal worst.
All she does is fuss at kids, and the main one she fusses at is hers.
It's her son.
Hers. Level.
Just be loud.
Kev said you should have went first. Shut up, Kevin. You were over the
first. I won.
This anyway, we're about to be done. Okay. Anything else?
No, you gotta do your pet peeve.
I don't have one, sister, because I love you. You're my sister and I love you. So as the older sister who is the protection of your life.
Do not try to make me look like a bad sister by not having a pet peeve. Yes,
I am. Oh, I'm about to lay on the
you are
the terrible person.
I'm calling mom. All right, we're done here.
All right, you guys. Thank you, guys. Start an Instagram for Ginger so we can sing quite girl.
Or the email, right?
Yeah.
Or have you... I'm hot because I've been
hot all day. I want to take this makeup off. It's been on all day. I'm tired. I'm very tired. I need to have a therapy session about my lack of motivation. I was listening to my a Therapy for Black Girls podcast.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if it was today's episode. I don't really know. I just was listening. And she had the girl on there talking about the Enneagram. And it was so interesting. Oh, it's like a personality test.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And she was talking about how, like, I've taken the Enneagram test and I, for some reason, I didn't write my numbers down. So I need to do it again. But she was talking about how it's more effective to like tell stories. And then from the story, you can tell what your Enneagram number is versus taking a test. Cause you know, sometimes we'd be lying to ourselves.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so interesting. So now I want to find a therapist that can like give me my Enneagram number.
Got it.
Cause I don't know. That was really great. All right, you guys. Bye. Don't hang up though, Mel, because I want to tell you about this movie. All right. Bye, guys.